Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Hey everybody, it's The Voice, and I'm back on the couch at Drunken Lullaby Studios because it is time for another episode of Drunk at the Movies. And we just got done recording an episode of Drunken Lullabies, which you probably have already heard, and if you haven't, you should. Go check it out. I was joined by Chris and Gene, and we had a good time. We drank some beers, we talked music, and had a grand old time and decided, you know what? Let's play two. In the words of Mr. Cub for
yes,
you.
Yes, indeed. Thank
so
you.
We are going to do one of our favorite movies. I've been waiting on this movie. I set it aside for these guys specifically. We're going to watch the Trey Parker and Matt Stone classic Basketball. And we're going to have a good time with that. But first, Gene, you brought over something to get the party started.
Yeah, I did.
What'd you bring?
I brought over what was left of my dad's bottle of Jepson's Malort Liqueur.
Okay.
From the Carl Jepson Company out of Chicago, Illinois.
And for the uninitiated, what is Malort?
It's how you unfriend people in real life.
It's not good. It's not. No. What's what kind of proof are we looking at here?
That's 30% alcohol, 35%, so it's 70 proof.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a...
It's a Swedish liqueur.
It is a Swedish
liqueur. And it's
liqueur.
From Chicago. There's a very funny fake commercial for Jepson's Malort
really
that
good.
I've posted many times.
Really good.
Former Drunken Lullabies guest, Alex Larson, sent that to me today. So it's very ironic that you brought Malort over. I think Alex jinxed me on this one. So
thanks, Alex.
We all have... some Malort here, and this is how we're going to kickstart our episode.
All right.
So, cheers.
Cheers.
Yay!
To my vacation.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
There you go.
Chris, I think we played that one pretty smooth.
If you've had enough, you know, it never leaves you.
No.
There it is, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on
there
the
it
it's on
yep.
the back end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll wash that out of my mouth with a Distill Wild Sour Blueberry Goza. Sponsor Spotlight.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, thank you for watching that. We're going to watch a movie now.
It's like licking a shag carpet.
And thank you to my 15-year-old daughter, Drew, the kiddo, for watching her dad drink that.
It's like... gasoline, kerosene.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
It's not pleasant, Maximo.
Maximo, you're not allowed to be in here. But we're going to watch Basketball.
To quote Patton Oswalt, it's like,
go see Drew. Go see
it,
Drew.
It tastes like dirt that got fucked by a hobo. That's pretty much what it's like.
Drew, you can just pick him up and carry him out of here.
Or like,
that's probably for the best.
Are you hiding now?
Mm-hmm. All right, well, for those of you who haven't seen Basketball... you are in for a treat, but I would like to think that most of you have this in your collection already, and if not, you can probably find it online somewhere. So get ready to queue up your copy. We've got the captions on. We've got the volume down. We're going to drink some beers. We're not drinking any more Malort. And
yeah, we killed the bottle. So.
Yeah. So get ready to hit play in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, and we are a go. And I had this on VHS, but I didn't think I wanted to get my VCR out, so I do have a DVD copy now.
Fair enough.
Oh, man.
I was thinking...
I don't think I've ever had a Malort burp.
Ew.
I don't think I want to have one again.
Oh, you're going to have at least three more. At least. At least. Maybe even tomorrow morning.
I think I'm going to post that video on the Beer Nerds page now. Let them know what we're up to.
There were a few things about this movie. A, I couldn't even remember what year it came out.
Yeah.
Like, I just knew of a kind of a rough... Uh-huh.
This is another movie that, again, I didn't find until it was already out of theaters and on video. Yep. Which doesn't surprise me. This seems like a movie that would last a couple weeks and then fade away.
It would be straight to Netflix.
If you
know, nowadays, oh, yeah, yeah.
You know.
A Happy Madison production.
Yeah. But even from the beginning, this movie got me. I was just like, okay, what is going on here?
Oh, I like anything that it has any of the Zucker brothers attached to.
Yeah, famous for the airplane, Naked Gun. But yeah, it's only one of the Zucker.
Yeah.
He directed it and co-wrote it with a few other people.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's still got his name on it.
Bingo.
Do you know one of them did Ghost?
The Swayze?
Yeah, vehicle? That's one of the Zucker brothers. Either the Zucker brothers or the Abrams. Abrahams.
What?
One of the guys that did all the fucking, like, Naked Gun and Airplane movies. One of those guys directed Ghost. It was like his foray into serious filmmaking.
What a way to kick that off. Jesus. I've never seen the whole thing all the way through.
I don't care. Like, I'm not going to watch that movie.
Now, I think the kid that plays Reamer looks a little more like Matt Stone than the kid looks like Trey Parker.
Yeah, a little bit.
So we got Mr. October here hitting some home runs. That's before my time.
Yeah. Well, okay.
So, Chris, how old are you?
I'm 35.
Okay, we're the same age then. Yeah. All right.
So I'm the old guy?
How old are you?
God damn. I'm 36.
Oh, well, I turned 36 in October. So, and what's funny is this is supposed to be like satire, showing these end zone celebrations, but really they're not that far off. I don't think I've ever seen a river dance breakout, but I have seen some pretty elaborate end zone celebrations.
I don't think I've ever seen a Spalding advertisement in a football game.
Yes, exactly.
Isn't that basketball? I don't know.
Back in our day, Spalding made everything.
I know.
But I think what really... when I first started this, I was kind of like, okay, where's this going to go? And then once I saw this map coming up here in a minute, and it was just... bouncing from there. I was like, okay, I'm 100% in this.
Well, they're kind of spot on with the way they're naming the stadiums, like Preparation A Stadium.
Yeah.
What the hell is the White Sox one called now? It's like Guaranteed Rate.
Great Field or something like that.
Yeah. My brother-in-law is one of the 7 Sox fans in Peoria, Illinois.
Yeah, there's only a couple of them.
And
I think 2 of them work at Kelleher's.
And they really have to bite their tongue, even, you know, it just came up in conversation. Yeah. And then, actually, one of the guys that we work with at the Fox, he's a Sox fan. He's from Bolingbrook originally, but...
Who are we talking?
Alex.
I thought you were talking about Welsh.
No.
Welsh doesn't like sports.
No, he doesn't even know it, yeah. so it is a sore subject, I think, for a lot of people, or a lot of Sox fans, but I think a lot of that's just due to... that's Comiskey part. I mean, old Comiskey was old Comiskey, man. Uh-huh. I mean, that's baseball to...
Here we go. So those are supposed to be the Canadians and...
Red Wings.
Red Wings, but almost looks like LA Kings colors.
Yeah.
But that's pretty close to being a Canadian.
Wasn't that... Well, wait.
That was Patrick Waugh catching a severed head.
Well, I was looking at the logo on that guy. It looked like that
Cincinnati
like the Red Wings.
Shoe.
Yeah.
Now, this would be funny. They bring in inner sport play instead of interleague. They got a guy tackling a baseball player in the outfield. Now, do you guys remember when baseball went on strike?
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch for a couple years after. I think a lot of people did. And this movie, I think, came out in that era-ish.
98?
You know, like, it was probably
written. The strike was 93. Four?
And I want
to. I think I was still in like middle school.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to fact check that one, but it seems right.
Because this movie was released in '98, so that means it was probably written in '97.
Yeah.
But it was a real sport that was made up by the writer or the director. I can't remember which.
Yeah. So here we go. The creators of South Park. Matt Stone and Trey Parker. And
actually,
and
they didn't
write. Yeah, and they didn't write this movie, which is weird.
All right, I gotta crack one open.
Yeah, go for it. What are you drinking? What'd you bring?
Well, to go along with our on-screen compatriots from Colorado, I brought Coors of Golden Banquet Beer.
The Banquet Beer. So apparently, Trey and Matt agreed to do this movie under the assumption that by the time filming began, South Park wouldn't have been canceled. So they had some possibility of thinking that show might not last, and here we are all these years later, right, and still on.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm not the biggest, like, I'm not a diehard South Park guy at all. You know, I really, what was the, damn it, the musicals that they did recently?
Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon. Yeah. I saw it at the Civic Center. It was hilarious.
Yeah, exactly. I was supposed to, but that's a different story. I'm sure my ex-girlfriend loved it.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember that.
No, it's kind of funny.
Oh, this scene. All right, we're going to turn the volume up on this one. He's drinking out of a bidet, for one. They think they're in the hot girl's bedroom. He's drinking the Coors. And he finds a vibrator, which he proceeds to lick.
Excuse me. What are you guys doing? To try to get a lap up as much as he can. Oh. Oh.
Derp. Derp. I never caught that before.
Was that captioned?
No, it wasn't.
It didn't, so it was a bonus.
Yeah. It's funny, I was listening to the Nerdist podcast the other day, and they were talking to Matt Stone, or Trey Parker. And he was telling a story about how he was talking to, he's got a 15-year-old stepson.
Okay.
And he was talking to him, and his stepson said, derp. And he's like, what'd you say over there? And he's like, his stepson was like, oh, I just think derp, you probably wouldn't know about it. And he's like,
created it.
He's like, get on Wikipedia right now. I don't know what
that
derp is.
Amazing.
And so he looked it up and it said, sure, you're like, derp. Expression created by Trey Parker.
Wow.
So now we're drinking, while Gene drinks his banquet beer. We got a zombie dust for Chris and I here that Gene brought. Trying to tell when it's bottled by. That looks like some of the bottling date is rubbed away, but that's all right. It's still fresh.
It's
always
not
solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're wanting to play these jocks and dockers in a game. And he literally has a cardigan draped around his shoulders. Is that a look you guys ever went for?
No, that's why I go to bed.
You just like feeling comfortable.
I want to sleep like a fucking yuppie.
No, I have no sense of style. So when I was younger, grade school, like high school, my mom would just come home and be like, here's clothes. Like, okay, cool.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah, but it was never nothing like that.
Yeah. Fun fact, Chris and I went to high school together.
There we go. There's a fun fact.
Fun fact, yeah, Chillicothe.
Well, you know, when I was trying to figure out who I should have on different episodes, I knew I wanted to get you involved, Gene, but I knew I had to have the right co-pilot.
First psych out.
So, yes, we've got... you guys were both fans of this movie, so it worked out really, really well, and you guys know each other. So they're making this game up as they go along. spitting on these guys of, I fucked your sister. And if they've turned it into a game, it's basketball with baseball rules. You get a single from the free throw line, what doubles top of the key, and the home run is from behind the meatballs.
Yeah, exactly.
So they can do anything they want to psych them out. And, yeah, you got double plays. There's all this fun stuff. But all of a sudden, the crowd is watching. And they're really good when they don't have to be blocked.
And every time, the trajectory of the shot is way low. Like, there's no way in hell he would ever make it.
Oh, he's pulling out pubes from Britney's mom's vibrator. It's not a psych out. He's literally doing it.
Oh, that's so good.
But they still got the girls.
I remember...
You gotta get the jobs, then you get the khakis, then you get the chicks.
Then you get the chicks.
In America, first you get the sugar, then you get the power, then you get the women.
Or Dockers, one of the two.
Steve Perry. So, I'm still not sure why that's a psych out. Just saying Steve Perry, singer of Journey.
Dude, when you've worked at bars as long as I do... Or I have.
Yeah.
Then Steve Perry's definitely a psych out. Every time I hear Don't Stop Believing, I just want to punch somebody.
Well, you're also talking to a Red Wings fan here that... Or no, that's... Never mind. I'm thinking of the wrong...
What?
I'm thinking of Boston.
Yeah, you're thinking... Yeah. Or no, but, San Francisco. The Giants, isn't that...
Hey, it's Squeak.
That's where... Yeah. Heard your mom slap. Squeak. So this movie is based off a real-life game that director David Zucker created with his friends. They literally played it in the driveway of his home. And many of the reappearing teammates are friends of his and original players of the game. And he asked them to be in the movie, you know, as like a tribute of the origins.
That's the way it should be, though. It's the way it should be.
If you notice, later in the movie... It seems like the same Asian guy is on every team, so yep. I'm pretty sure that's one of the guys.
Or it's just them being them, I don't know.
And the whole reason Squeak is in this is because Matt and Trey wanted him in, and they created this whole extra character.
Yeah. Imagine the movie without him.
Yeah, because he's in Orgasmo as well. He plays Chota Boy.
Have you guys ever watched either Orgasmo or Cannibal the Musical with the commentary?
I've seen them. Oh, not with the commentary.
Oh, my God, you gotta watch it. It's kind of funny that we're doing this because they basically do the same thing. They just get hammered while they're watching.
So it's like a Mystery Science Theater meets...
It's kind of like... It's just them. Like, at one point, you just hear silence because one of... I think somebody is talking to Trey, and he goes, "Hey, you want to hit this?" Yes. And he goes, "Oh, yeah." And then there's 2 minutes of silence, and as soon as it comes back, they're just laughing their ass off. I think it's Orgasmo.
So it's like the director's cut, where they have kind of like the commentary section, or with commentary on or off, like on the special
DVD. Actually, the Orgasmo one has two commentaries. There's one where they sit around and get drunk.
And Orgasmo will be a future episode, so we will do our own version.
There's another one where it's just the porn stars that are in the movie.
Okay.
But the Cannibal the Musical one is the funniest one, because
I heard your sister's going out with Squeak. They all miss.
Now, at one point, they've got a drinking game that that you can play with it. Where
really?
Like, every time they say this or this. Yeah, the Cannibal the Musical one's great. At one point, he starts yelling about how Sting's an asshole.
I love how it goes.
He hits him on the head. Okay. So here's the scene where Coop, Trey Parker, is making his own baseball. Why did he have a blowtorch? What would he need a torch for making that ball? Did he cut up their lazy boy?
Maybe he jerked off with it before. I mean, that's what I do.
Or, you know, when you try to maybe thread needle, but you take thread and you just burn the end of it. You twist it and burn it.
Oh, okay.
So you get that's how you get like a splinter out.
Setting your finger on fire?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah,
no, it's the only thing that they could use to actually make him look as though he was dead.
That's Jake's bed.
He's supposed to sleep in a cardboard box.
You couldn't get a chick if you had a $100 bill hanging out of your zipper. All
right. So the word dude is said a lot in this movie. Do you guys have any idea how many times the word dude is said?
672.
Chris?
I had to look it up, so I looked it up, so I know, or I know roughly, so I'm out of it.
What's your roughly?
Roughly, I think it was, I think 39.
40, oh, no, five? You've forgotten things. 98.
Oh, really?
21. Oh, that's 21 what I was thinking, of 21. Those are in one specific conversation. Now, I do want to say you guys were prepared to come with a lot of information. Gene asked if he needed to bring notes. Chris asked if he needed to bring headphones. And I'm like, no, we're just going to sit on the couch and drink beers and watch the movie. But I appreciate you guys wanting to be as professional as possible.
Damn right, man. Listen to you. I mean, it's outside of cruising. I mean, everybody else.
Good old Chris. Who's he work for now? Is he a marketplace?
He's Wolf.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so diet marketplace.
So I always like watching these scenes, watching the extras.
Yes.
Because they're like fake clapping usually.
And Kato
that was Kato Kaelin yes. for some yep. reason.
Why not?
Doing the announcement. Yeah, because he's got nothing else going on.
He's probably living in the pool house.
Yeah, behind. Calling basketball games. So they, and here comes the Ernest Borgnine.
Wow.
Super.
Dirty fun, dozen, fun man. Fact, that's all I remember.
I grew up half a block from Dan Fogelberg, where he grew up.
Yeah, because we got to hear this line. I made a meme out of it earlier today.
This is the best line in the movie. Bring your kids with your loud music and your Dan Fogelberg.
And Zima, and Zima's back.
Zima's back around. If I had thought about that, I would have brought some.
Nanoseconds.
Yeah.
Who would you
Dan
be?
Dan Fogelberg.
Extra? Who would you be? Would you be the guy on the roof? Would you be one of the guys, like, intently paying attention to the game around the
yeah, court? That's probably what I would be.
I think I'd be the guy grilling out.
I would be the extra in the later scenes when they have the cheerleaders.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That's what I
way to ruin the movie for everybody. Yeah. Oh, Jesus, like,
nobody's
and it's hard to believe that 5 years ago, those girls were in grade school.
Where's the beer?
Where's Hero?
And how much of this movie was improv? Is it's always
there's
for
a
comedic roles
yeah a little bit. I think when you have a Zucker brother involved, it's going to be written
straight.
Pretty yeah. well. But yeah, I know they had a few chances to improv. And here we
there
go,
it real is. Fish. Yes. Real big fish.
It looked like Andy Stowe with rhythm.
See him at 350 Fest, headlining. Yeah, they're playing. Beer, which is a great song off of Turn the Radio Off. That album's like over 20 years old now.
And Rollerblades. Jesus. Love that.
Yeah, the rollerblading umps or refs. And the mascot here, the barrel of beer.
With the sake.
Which has been mentioned on Drunken Lullabies in the past.
Nice.
During the Distill episode.
Ooh.
So they've got these banners.
Little bitch.
Do you like the
even his pose?
Yeah. Do you like the inflatable beer mugs that half the people are wearing?
I'm not a fan of that.
All yeah. sport. That not.
Oh my god.
Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out how they got Bob Costas and Al Michaels to be.
Money.
Announcers for basketball.
I'm sure it was like $5,000 in a day off.
But they both have some pretty memorable lines in
very
this
true.
Movie.
Well, Bob Costas is also in one of my other favorite movies, kind of the same era of Pootie Tang.
Oh, that's my that's God. Another future episode. Sadate.
Oh my God.
Directed by Louis C.K. A lot
yep.
of people don't know that.
Yep. Sipate.
Baby, I'm gonna sign your pity on the running counter.
Look at those top up.
Oh, yeah. Here
we yay.
And Costas' face when he says that. Michaels did it so good as being the creep.
I still don't get why Dallas is like the
convicts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Like, it'd be Arizona with hot pink uniforms nowadays, you
yeah.
know.
And why are they putting like pot holders
yeah,
on the
yeah.
bases?
Oven mitts or whatever those are. Yeah.
That guy's having a real good time.
Yeah. Some of the
for
extra,
4 hours.
The old guy. He actually had a cup.
Oh, God. Oh, shit.
Have you guys seen Cannibal the Musical?
No.
I did when it first came out on DVD. Back, I mean, when South Park was pretty new. And it was like, oh, yeah, they did this other thing before. And I rented it, so I haven't seen it in quite a while.
I used to own it, and I let somebody borrow it. And
they never got it back? Yeah, it sucks.
In the special features of the DVD, they show that somebody did a stage version of it.
Really?
And I come from a theater family. Like, my parents do a lot of stuff at Cornstalk, and I just don't have time for it anymore. But I actually looked into doing a stage version of Cannibal at Cornstalk. And I probably could have done it. Like, I actually talked to the producer of the original movie, and he
said,
this is how much the rights are per performance. And it was like $200. So,
wow.
I was going to try and do it, but then...
What about Evil Dead, the musical?
We've done that. They did that at Cornstalk.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like 3 years ago.
Very cool.
It was bloody.
Evil Dead's going to be an episode.
Are you going to see Bruce Campbell? Up in Chicago?
No, I'm not. I've met him before. I have a signed Evil Dead poster that will be on the wall coming in a couple months.
Nice.
It's a little... What I think is a little too scary for an 8-year-old in the house, but I bring it out. I'm really distracted by the butts in the background.
Yeah.
Those are different cheerleading outfits than what I'm accustomed to.
1997, when you could call somebody a dingleberry.
A piece of toilet paper that is clinging to your ass pubes.
Ooh, I never noticed that little kid in a galloping ghost bears.
Oh, really?
Never noticed that before.
Oh, and here's where Jenny McCarthy's husband...
Oh, no!
Mr. Denslow just took a full hot dog to the throat. And it... ends up being the ultimate psych out, and Coop throws the ball away. This is back when Jenny McCarthy, before she was crazy. This is like her prime.
Just after Singled Out.
Yeah, she was Playmate of the Year. She'd done Singled Out.
Victoria Silstead.
Oh no, Jenny McCarthy was Playmate of the Year. She was Chicago Girl. Oh yes, that comes later. You're getting ahead of yourself. Oh, doesn't egg night. What a promotion. They're like throwing eggs at everybody.
I love the slow-mo of this.
Yeah.
Like
JFK being.
Yeah. Or like on Tropic Thunder when what's his name?
Oh, they were making fun of some other movie though with that.
I like this where the hot dog just shoots out, keeps going back down when he's doing CPR. Somebody get this man a hot dog. Well, I just cracked open the Cherry Razbot from Pipeworks. Chrissy brought this one.
Yes,
sour.
Originally thinking, as we were covered on the DL episode, wanted to have a stout IPA and sour as well. So
Well, this is pretty smooth. This doesn't seem too acidic, and at least from the initial.
Awesome. And an 8%.
The douche MVP.
A sour that's 8%.
Is that Dan Patrick?
It's going to be interesting.
That is Dan Patrick.
I'm Dan.
We have everybody in this.
I believe he's a podcaster as well.
I love Dan.
Oh, you're out of glasses. You're going to have to pour it in your... you are not mixing that with your banquet beer.
I'm going to
it. Oh, I thought you were pouring the sour in your banquet beer.
No.
That is not a mix cuvee beers. That I approve of.
I do not mix beers. I had enough of that when I worked at Grand City.
No, that's not Dan Patrick.
That's Tim McCarver.
Right, who said
former
Dan
Cardinal
Patrick?
Great. No, Dan Patrick was interviewing the winners. Tim McCarver's in the loser locker room.
All right.
With Robert Vaughn. Who is the bad guy in like every mid-90s? He's the bad guy in Pootie Tang.
I have Tim McCarver's autograph. And check out that old UPN
logo.
I do
like Tim McCarver. Yeah. I do like Tim McCarver. Hrabowski's a bum. He's a squeak.
Yeah. So what I like is the beer's cheerleaders are in the other team's locker room.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, fuck them. They're not winners. So Squeak is stuck in the whirlpool.
I'm pretty short. So when I first saw this, I was like, wait a minute. Could I be Squeak? Like, am I that short? Yeah. And I think I have at least...
How tall are you?
I'm, well, 5'8". 5'7", okay. Somewhere around there, 5'8".
I'm 5'10".
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was...
Yasmin
Bleeth from Baywatch. Yes. She wasn't Pam Anderson. She wasn't Erica Eleniak.
Oh, nice.
She wasn't blonde.
Yeah, she was the brunette.
On a beach all day, yeah.
She seems like she could be Canadian. I could be wrong.
She kind of went nuts recently, didn't she?
That's a good question. I have no idea. Yeah, you want to sign these? Oh, she's from New York. She hasn't done any acting since 2003.
Jesus.
And that was a Baywatch movie.
Yeah, I thought she had like a breakdown.
The last regular anything role she had was on a show called Titans. From 2000 to 2001, she did 14 episodes of that. She did 41 episodes of Nash Bridges before that.
Good old Nash
Bridges. And that was 98 to 2000, so that was right around this... Like, this is one of her...
Last hurrahs.
Yeah, like, major roles.
I talk to myself.
Yeah. Fresh pretzel.
Do you guys have that friend that would be that guy?
Yeah.
I've been that guy before.
That doesn't surprise me.
I'm not going to lie.
Not at all.
You want some freshly squeezed juice? I squeeze it myself.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. He's blind.
He's blind, Doug. I don't know that guy.
Yeah. No, I think he might be an actor. I think he's an actor.
Three dead.
So apparently, Chris Farley... was originally up for the role of Joe Cooper.
Really?
Yeah, and he turned it down, and then Parker and Stone got offered the script, and they rewrote it to kind of fit their vibe a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. I think that's where Squeak came in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Dean Behar, that's the actor that plays Squeak. Squeak, he went to school with them. He was in Cannibal. He was in Orgasmo.
Yep.
There's, if you guys have never seen it, there's a student film of theirs that's from like 95 that you can find on YouTube. It's a short. It's called Your Studio and You.
My buddy Dan told me about that. It's really entertaining. Yeah.
It's got everybody in it. It's got Angela Lansbury, Steven Spielberg, Sylvester Stallone's in it, and that's the best part. They have subtitles for him.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
My buddy told me that. I was like, you're out of your mind. You're just messing with me. Sure as shit.
No, look it up on YouTube. It's hilarious. It's only like, 12 minutes long.
Oh. With a horseshoe.
These are for you. Yeah. Oh, season tickets to the Make-A-Wish Kids.
You gotta love some of that 90s fashion, too.
Yeah.
It's in this movie. Like that whatever velvet shirt that What's-His-Face had on.
And Robert Vaughn here as the bad guy. This was his 100th movie.
My God. Really?
Yeah. Oh, he's wanting to get some...
Who wouldn't?
Well, yeah.
Jeez, please, come on.
I had a when this movie came out, I had a Jenny McCarthy poster on my wall. Like, that was around that time.
Singled out?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she was in a bikini, so she didn't wear a bikini like that. Singled out.
Man, I can't believe you mentioned singled out. That's unreal.
And Chris Hardwick.
Chris Hardwick, yeah.
Host of The Nerdist and all that shit.
Wow.
And he's married to, like, somebody from the like Vanderbilt or whatever. Like, he's in money now.
Good for him.
Oh, what'd Coop just get?
He got the team. Yes,
we own the team. It's my life.
It's like most of the girls I've dated.
Wow. Oh, that's so good.
Uh-oh.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's it's like fair. Major League.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Love that movie. Or two, when Dorn's like, I signed him! I signed him! When Parkman hit it.
Lay some carpet. She likes old dudes.
Yeah, but just the nonverbal through that whole conversation. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, yeah. It just... He
creepy.
Could have just said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was well played.
Now that we're... Oh, this is great. Nobody left.
Right. Found another use for it. Huh. Oh shit, I forgot he started singing a song.
With his bolo tie. Out of Chicago. Come
on, baby. I'm too,
yeah.
Too
sexy for my
shirt.
Too sexy and a great.
Too sexy for my car. Too sexy for my car. Oh. She looks naked, but she's not. But she's actually not. Laying carpet. She is stretching it into a corner. See, that was a joke because he said laying carpet, and you thought he was like gonna go down on her or something.
You guys see in the background? Who do you think helmet that is?
I don't know. It's Robert not. Fons. It's not Rudy's.
Well, it's Robert Fons now.
Fuck no, it's not Rudy's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that old of a USC player.
His lobby could use some buffing.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
In high heels.
Yeah, high heels, right. I don't know how women walk and shit like that. It's,
yeah. No, I've got a couple coworkers that wear heels, and they always complain how they're... feet hurt by the end of the day. I'm like, why are you bothering? Like, one, you're behind a counter. So it just makes you taller. Go. Oh.
Gene, this is what you're talking
and,
about.
And yeah, the cheerleaders in black,
yep.
In memory,
yeah.
In black thongs.
Nothing says morning.
Yeah. And Al Michaels
is
loving it. Costas is calling for a hand check.
Jesus.
I never noticed the guy with the stirrups for his socks.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Well, they're wearing black because in memory of Denzel.
Now on...
But to keep them up.
On Drunken Lullabies, we were talking about Goldfinger, Real Big Fish, and those bands when we recorded earlier. Both of those bands are on this soundtrack. Mm-hmm. And this soundtrack is fantastic. I bought it on CD, I think, before I even saw the movie. Do you own the soundtrack?
I do not, unfortunately.
I mean, it's got Real Big Fish covering... Aha,
mm-hmm.
With Take On Me.
Yeah.
And then Beer is also on there. Goldfinger has a song. Nerf Herder is on it. Cherry Poppin' Daddies of the Zoo Riot.
Thursdays.
But was that right around when the...
When they were...
Punk Goes Acoustic?
No, this... Big? It was released by Mojo Records, which they're the ones who had the contracts for Real Big Fish, Goldfinger.
Okay.
Cherry Poppin' Daddies and all them. So that's why a lot of those bands are featured. Soul Asylum is on the soundtrack with a really good... Really?
Yeah.
Not a fan, huh?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Oh, Free Range Chicken Night. Yeah. That's going to go bad in a little bit. Miami's already cooking theirs. They've got two of the Free Range Chickens on rotisserie.
Uh-oh. One of the most memorable psychouts.
Yeah.
Oh.
It looks like something out of Fight Club.
Oh, great movie though.
Poor Marlon Brando, he's dead.
Oh, it's so salty.
Oh, it's
That comes later.
Yeah. Oh, that's what. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right.
That's during the roadkill video. And he keeps drinking it. How's he lactating so much?
I don't know. That's impressive.
Because though. He keeps it going. Like, he's still shooting going, yeah. at him on the ground. and squeaks dance. His pelvic thrusting.
I don't think you can, well. I think the only reason that's so funny, because if you saw a guy my height doing that, it wouldn't be that funny.
Yeah, sign my chicken.
and how when the arms went back, hips, it was just maximized movement. It was wonderful. Like you said, most of us would be just like, ugh, yeah. ugh. God, he was just into that moment. It was great. I don't think I could ever act even a moment close to that.
Have any of you guys played the South Park video game, Stick of Truth?
No.
No.
Oh, it's
awesome. Chicken poo.
I'm kind of like a a minor gamer, but I definitely picked that one up. And they've got another one coming out called The Fractured Butthole.
Fractured Butthole?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing. Wait, what platform, I guess? Is it like a mobile phone game? Or
no, it's like a PlayStation. Like it's legit. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
It's an RPG.
Because I just saw Trailer Park Boys had some mobile phone thing.
Yeah, no, this is like... The Stick of Truth is like all the Lord of the Rings episodes where like Kyle's got a faction of elves and Cartman's got a faction.
Okay,
of...
okay.
So you're the new kid in town. You have to like pick what you're going to be and
interesting.
Build your... Like you go on quests and stuff and it's pretty fun.
Is it like open world? Like major open world? Like
the guy
yeah,
on the right...
Yeah, there's a bunch of side quests.
That's Greg Grunberg or whatever, right?
Who?
That's always in the J.J. Abrams... stuff. He was the pilot in
left
Lost.
Or the right?
He's on the left now, 56.
I thought he was like the sports host for some.
He's been.
He did the sports science show. He was a bum.
I'm pretty sure that's who that is. I might have to look him up on IMDb here, but.
Like Zach Ganoffis or something?
Greg Grunberg.
Zach Galifianakis?
What? No. No, because he was a USC guy. If this is the same guy I'm thinking about, and he did some sports.
No, that's totally Greg Grunberg. I mean, he was just in the new Star Wars movie and stuff. He's been anything J.J. Abrams related, he has been in.
Yeah, you would not be able to get away with this scene.
No, nowadays. There's a lot of stuff you can't get away with nowadays. Yep, he was in basketball. That's him. And yeah, he was in Lost. He was in Alias, Super 8.
Jesus, then seriously.
Had to speak San Francisco. Vagina.
And in fact, he still had his jockstrap on. I love that for this sport. He has a jockstrap.
I like that they have away jerseys, the blue ones.
Yeah, you're well, right.
Here's the cowgirl cheerleaders with their coonskin hats.
Davy Crockett.
I don't think Davy Crockett wore that when he was at the Alamo. I could be wrong. I'm about to visit there. I will ask for us. Did Davy Crockett wear a thong with Daniel Boone?
Yipper.
And all those extras got free t-shirts.
Yeah.
It says imitating hi-hat cymbal. I like that. In case, you know, deaf people know what a hi-hat sounds like. Oh. Because, yeah, a hi-hat sounds hi-hat. Like a floor tom. Now I know what that sounds like as a deaf person. Thank God they didn't put bass drum. And I like how blood's squirting, and then they cut, and he's holding a fake hand. Like, earlier he walked up with his regular hand.
generic hospital.
That's the second movie we featured on Drunk at the Movies where somebody cut off a finger. UHF, Emo Phillips.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
With the saw, cuts his... Well, color my face red.
I think it's...
You guys are saying he was in Peoria?
Mr. Butterfingers.
Yeah, he's been at the jukebox before.
Brian Posehn's going to be at the jukebox.
He is. Unfortunately, I contacted Brian Posehn and his management to appear on Drunk at the Movies and Drunken Lullabies, and he is unable sit down. But you know what? I tried. I tried to bring Brian Posehn to the Drunken Maniacs. I was wanting to sit down and watch Run, Ronnie, Run with him. He's in that movie. It's the Mr. Show movie.
Yes.
If we didn't watch that, I was wanting to watch, like, Wedding Singer, where he plays one of the guys at the wedding party or something. We were going to get involved and watch a movie that Brian Posehn is in. Yeah.
Damn, we're supposed to be watching. All right.
But, yeah. I don't know. He may not be. That's what I was going to say. He may not be a drinker if it had been like Doug Benson and been like, hey, we're going to have weed. Okay. So, that's great. But yeah, I tried. Who knows? Maybe we'll get a high profile guest here on Drunk at the Movies at some point. But
it's all about the fun of it right now, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit. You might score one of your original banquets there.
Absolutely. Mr.
Thank you.
I'll go halvesies with you so you don't have to drink the whole thing. Yes.
Just a nice little white oak.
Yeah. Casual Jesus. Your own casual Jesus.
Is he wearing Dockers?
Giving you t-shirts to wear. Bottle openers.
God, I love that man.
Shout out, Ryan. How you doing?
Yes, indeed.
Are you mowing your lawn right now? Because I know that's when you listen to the show, usually. What are you doing? You're pouring... How did that even happen?
Come on, man. Rookie mistake.
Not really.
Chris just poured beer.
There's party punch all over his pants.
Yeah.
He missed his Smurf glass.
Because it started to slide down. Damn it. I am... Well, yeah, it is a Smurf glass.
Did we even get to that in Drunken Lola?
No.
We never got to you. I'm sorry. Now you can talk about what you're drinking out of.
Yep.
Papa Smurf.
So it was Hardee's, I believe, wasn't it? They used to...
Think so, yeah.
Yeah, we used to give these out. Just a nice little cup with Smurfs on it. And I remember having a couple of them when we were growing up. Hadn't seen them for years, except I saw a few at a garage sale.
I have most of them set.
And then they broke. So this is very nice, but look at that!
Don't drop it.
I'm not.
Oh, Smash Mouth! I forgot Smash Mouth. Can't we be friends?
Oh hell yeah!
Soundtrack. We have a little montage here because Joey, as part of his make a wish, he wanted to fuck Chelsea Clinton. That wasn't going to be doable, so he wanted to be a part of the team, and they're basically making him do all their bitch work that they're not having Squeak do. So he's changing the oil in their car, they're doing laundry, they're raking leaves.
And this is supposed to be in Milwaukee.
Is it?
From what I gather, there was
a Wisconsin license plate on the car.
But it reminds me of...
It's so gross, there's oil all over the sandwich.
And all he takes a bite of is crust. No kid likes crust.
So now she's leaving, now the fun begins.
Yes.
Oriental massages... We're going to get a rub and tug. We have some okay Asians walking out, except for Squeak. He has a sumo wrestler for some reason.
Well, whoa, I just saw his wiener.
He's going to get more tug than rub.
Seeing this kid do this,
this is so good.
It killed me.
They're doing shots of Malort at the bar.
They're just struggling.
I wonder if a lime would make Malort better. Probably. I doubt it.
No.
I think
and they're going to do the whole hand is covered in salt because they keep doing so much. But yeah, they're going to do Jerry Springer
shots.
And
this in a drink game was amazing.
Yeah.
At the time.
I remember watching this at ICC in the lounge. It was always Jerry Springer or BET. That's all that was ever on.
The only thing I ever watched at ICC, and not to be dark or anything, but it was it was 9/11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had a meeting with my advisor that morning, so I went in and...
I had a meeting with my English professor that day.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, we're going to have to cancel it. The secretary was, and she was just crying. I was like, shit.
All right, so anyway, shots, shots, shots. I, Jesus, sorry, Chris.
You know
sorry,
what, I used to watch at ICC, I'd go into the...
Ping pong. I used to play ping pong.
I would go into the...
Oh.
I forgot about this. Oh, shit.
Oh, Squeak is getting...
Yes.
I fucked by a... trans and it, transgender or transvestite at this point, would you say?
At this point, it's just...
It's hard
just
to say.
A woman digging them, dude. Yeah, okay. You don't know. You
yeah,
don't know
that's
better.
That's true. She got an Adam's apple, though.
Well, the Bronco, I love the way that they do Colorado as much as they can. I really respect that about, or should we use their movie names?
Yeah.
Coop and,
yeah.
and Reamer. But yeah, I mean, they do a lot of stuff for Colorado, hence the beer plugs, the Broncos, and all that.
They're doing the whole Babe Ruth thing here now, like promising home runs to a sick kid. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, he can hit three home runs.
Which has no physical...
Yeah.
There's no
it won't make
velocity.
You better it,
right.
It won't cure your cancer or whatever.
Well, no, you can't even quantify it. It's literally here's shooting a ball and there's a difference between measurement and actually hitting a ball that Babe Ruth supposedly
beating
did
the shit out of
so
it's just
what
great what are you doing?
According to the trivia on IMDb, it says, despite an R rating, the word fuck is only said 19 times. I'm pretty sure you can only say it once in a PG-13.
Yeah, it's only
so, like, the fact that it's said 19 times, those ribbons are huge.
That's funny.
And what's funny is there's a shirtless guy here that has it pinned to his chest, making sick face and blood. He's one of my favorite extras. Coop's facing the wrong way. They're all drunk off their ass.
I've literally played a slow pitch softball game feeling.
Is that
like
Joey Diaz?
Is he a UFC fighter?
No, he's a comedian.
Oh, I don't know, but his delivery in that's really, really good. Ooh, I do kind of. I kind of like the.
I love the way his arms lead everything because he has no idea what he's doing.
And he runs into the wall. Yeah.
Love
the
it.
Cheerleaders were just wearing like a big long
I like
dress
that there,
shirt.
There was still that was, stuff in the garage.
That was kind of a nice look there.
Yes.
Yeah, there was stuff in the garage. He's.
Fuck you, Iron
the
Man.
The kid is drunk.
Oh, well.
Yeah, see
it's
what
like
I'm
risky
saying?
Business.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Man. All
right. I mean, there's.
Oh, God.
I'll say it. A girl in a hockey jersey, it's a good look. I'm sure you agree.
Mm-hmm. Certain.
Shut up.
Certain ones.
It doesn't just have to be Blackhawks.
No.
Oh,
no,
you're meaning certain girls.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you were meaning certain jerseys.
No, hell no, man. No. Well, yeah. Because, say some chick was in a duck sweater. Meh.
Nah.
It's got to at least be an original six. For me
so
to have any
Asian
interest whatsoever.
Yeah, that's the Asian guy. And he'll be on every team if you pay attention in the background. I'm pretty sure I've seen him playing against himself. That they've cut to one team and he's in their dugout. And then I'm like, wait, he's on the Bears. How's he in that team too?
This is one of my favorite Bears.
We'll turn. He falls asleep. No. And he's down. They run to the hospital right after the game.
Oh, God. Love it. Cooper. Love it.
It's over. Poor Joey. I'm sorry.
Sorry, dude.
The sign ball is still there.
I know.
Coop.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's in the bloopers. They had to do that a few times. Did anybody else notice how the morgue had a night drop?
Yes.
That you could just drop a body in there.
Yep.
And
they just talked to you a game. You thought he was such a all the while he's asleep. Oh, I love it.
So he sits on the hose.
And who has that?
And he's cutting off his air supply.
Right. It's like an iron lung. But it's not to make it look real or be real. Sir, can I borrow your boy? I'm here for you.
This should keep you warm. Oh my god, he's bloodlining. Oh my god, didn't kill him. Dude, you missed the third home run and you killed him.
Oh god.
No, I'm not gonna give up on this kid.
Coop, calm down.
Come on, Joey, come back to me. Coop, get a hold of yourself.
Coop, no!
Leave me alone!
I really want a Beers jersey.
I was actually thinking...
You can probably find one.
Oh, they're online. I'm really just waiting for Brianna to buy one for me. That's
I was really enjoying the, the first game, which just said shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the long sleeve one on that one.
Clear,
yeah.
And he, starts going all the way up to the ceiling.
Here's little things George Clooney uses.
A couple of years ago, I tried to start a basketball league within, all the bars downtown.
Yeah. I'm surprised it didn't... This is improv.
Love that.
And here comes the nurse, and she is mortified. We got a flatliner. Flatliners, that's also on the movie list. Yeah. Because they're making a remake. Did you guys know that?
Did not.
Yeah, it's got Ellen Page in it.
Ellen Page is in it. No Kiefer, no Julia Roberts, no Kevin Bacon, no Oliver Platt.
That would have given my brother a seizure right there.
I like Oliver Platt.
Yeah.
In certain roles.
Yeah, he's a good schlub.
Yeah.
Three Amigos. Or not Three Amigos. Three Musketeers.
Well, I mean, did you try any of the Cherry Red? Yeah, that was English.
Just breathing through it.
No, that's all it is. You can go for it.
I'll just leave it out. It's
goddamn Malort.
Fucking Malort.
Oh, here's what you were talking about, yes. Chris. Roadkill caught on tape.
Yes.
Where it's just a video of a car hitting stuffed animals.
I honestly think I would watch this as if this is real.
And just a chance for Trey to say, aw,
aw.
Because this was supposed to be the Reggie Jackson game.
Come on, he does say aw, in pretty much everything.
And the fact he's still in his jersey.
That's an nonchalant thing to say. I was just fixing clam chowder. It's, something guys do.
They're in Terra Firma. It's a trauma movie. They play Hermaphrodites.
Oh, really?
It's a PSA narrated by Lemmy from Motorhead about Hermaphrodites.
R.I.P. Saw him at Riot Fest before he died.
Did you?
I saw Motorhead.
Hell yeah.
You were there?
Yeah, I was going back and forth.
I watched half of it, and then I went and saw N.W.A.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Damn.
I stuck around for half the set, and I was man, this is bad.
Sucks about having to sprint, from stage to stage there.
Yeah.
That's what sucks.
I was doing that. I was watching Anthrax before.
Yeah, I saw a couple songs
from
them.
But I left to go watch Faith No More.
I watched a couple songs from them, and then I got bored, and then I wandered over,
I watched all of Faith No More. I was super pissed the next day when Snoop Dogg was an hour late or whatever it was.
Yeah, that worked out for me because
I used to do that shit on the regular and he was 3 hours late.
And then they cut his set off because Modest Mouse had to go on. And what was funny is he was like, they're not going to cut me off. I'm Snoop Dogg. Shit, motherfucker. And he was just like, I'm not. And then they cut his mic and then Modest Mouse started and the crowd erupted. It was hilarious. But
did they still have the same stage setup where it was stage here, stage here?
Yeah, they were right next to each other.
Wait, the first one's when you enter? When you enter?
Snoop was supposed to... Well, it changes every year
because
it gets bigger.
I miss the Humboldt Park one.
Yeah,
Humboldt was cool. The way it was set up the last year at Humboldt was, like, amazing. Because I had VIP tickets, that's why it was amazing. Because I could just stand in one spot and then just turn around and see it. That's what I liked about it.
Sorry, back to the movie, everybody. Sorry about that, yeah. Oh, so we're having a very loving moment.
What?
They were ding-dong ditching last night.
Who?
The neighbors. Hopefully Drew answers the door. They're just looking for Jackson. I was just making sure.
They're looking for Jackson. I'm going.
Yeah. He's not here. You want to play with Jackson? You better go.
I don't know what you're talking about, yeah. Sir. Hey.
Oh, they're smooching.
Oh.
Do some push-ups. Fall asleep in my favorite jacket. I can say I've never done that. That's never even occurred to me.
No. No.
I have a pea coat.
Be kind of rough.
So the rigid, yeah. In the rigidness afterwards would be okay.
I like how he shows up still in the scrubs.
You look like you starched it. Squeeze got the goddamn neck up.
Yes. I'm going to do that all day tomorrow. Right. Gene, I've got a cup for this birthday dessert.
Oh.
Dude, I know you're feeling jealous right now, but you can't blame me because I'm a sweet ass. I can't help it.
Doing the hip dance. Doing the hip dance.
Yes. Does this thing work? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you hear me? Oh, yeah. This is cool. Here, check it out.
Asshole!
I was gonna say, and everything's okay. It just takes it, yep.
Do you guys have a happy dance?
No.
I just do that one. I'm like, doing a happy dance? Doing a happy dance.
Maybe I need one, though.
Oh, the trophy room.
I kind of do one sometimes.
Mr. Kane's trophy room. Is that Cleveland Steamers jersey?
That's what I was wondering.
The sign that, or the song that he sings when he's in the car later in this movie.
Yeah.
I actually know all the words to it, and I sing it routinely at work.
He legit has Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in a glass case.
Well, it's another reference to a Zucker movie.
Yeah.
Because he was
Roger an airplane. Murdoch. Yeah. And there's Siegfried and Roy. What Zucker movie were they in?
Oh, then he just got mauled by a tiger.
Okay. A Ty Cobb bat, which is in the fire, because he was swinging it. Cream clocked out.
It reminds me of Parks and Rec a little bit too, when they had Detlef Schrempf and you know, just like
Prestige. Or no, that was Entertainment. Was it 2020?
No, Entertainment. Was it one? No, 360. It wasn't 360.
Maybe Prestige Worldwide Step Brothers. But right. Yeah, I know what you're talking. Yeah. Him and Jean Ralphio.
Oh, I love Jean Ralphio.
Jean Ralphio is pretty good. You know what else is pretty good? This beer from Southern Tier. It's the New School IPA. It's an India Pale Ale. That's what IPA stands for. Has New American hops, whatever those are, with a tropical twist. 6%.
Let everybody know that's actually on the can, not me.
Brewed and canned by Southern Tier Brewing Company.
Lakewood, New York.
Yeah. Why the hell not? That's what it says.
Tell you what, man. They don't joke around on, especially their stouts.
Yeah.
And the flavors they say are in their beers.
We get the variety packs around here, but this was one Freckles picked up. I'd never seen this one before.
Is it like the Christmas one? Everything that's it has a lot of spice in it.
Is that one empty?
Yeah.
I like how he just walked. I never noticed that. There was an elevator door that opened and he walked.
To a staircase.
Yeah. So there's the alien cheerleaders. They're weird. There's the Asian guy and the black guy. That are on every team. It's anal probe night. And there they are, back in their own dugout.
Imagine how exhausting this
Reamer would be. Does not care.
Just chucked it.
Oh, the face change.
Yeah, he turned the smile to a frown.
Who's the guy in the hat there? In the polo shirt.
I don't know. Oh, here's the dude scene. What was it?
98, but during this one I think it's like 21,
okay.
38, whatever it's like. It's not about the money. It's about tradition.
Look, think about the greats who have played this game. Basketball?
How do they have retired jock straps? It's only been going on for a few years. How do you get injured playing this game? Even Squeak is pissed off. Oh, hell, I never really mind. Shut up, bitch!
Dude. I had a bar back at Kelleher's that we called Squeak, and he never got the reference.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
Did you call him Chota?
That's sick.
No, he was a little bitch. That's why we called him.
So if he knew the reference, he wouldn't be as big of a bitch.
No, I actually had. I've got him saved in my phone.
Are we gonna call him?
No, I got a picture of him, of Squeak, from this movie, as his avatar.
Okay. Oh my god.
And I got I had a pretty epic name for him.
You've been psyched out! They have a song written specifically for the movie.
Okay.
Oh, Squeak's trying to psych somebody out with a burn mask.
That's his name in my phone.
Squeaky Mitch Big Tits Del Rio Lesbian Cougar Bait McChip Bag Asshole. I like that you have Del Rio.
Sure, though.
Alberto Del Rio, the wrestling reference. I appreciate that. Oh, we got some.
Look at Detroit in yellow and green.
That's weird, right? That's Oakland colors.
It's what?
Oakland. Green and yellow, that's Oakland A's, man.
And Green Bay.
No,
North Stars.
No, they don't exist. I equate yellow and green with Oakland.
All right.
Fair enough. With a smooth jazz saxophone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Squeak is not winning with these masks.
DEA, is it?
Yeah. It's just something.
Yeah! I forgot about that.
He's trying glasses.
Charlie Chaplin like... for bat. What?
He just Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Yes.
Ooh.
Did anybody go see Hacksaw at the
Chief game? I did not. I had to work at the Fox, so I missed out.
I walked.
Yeah, I wanted to go, but it just didn't work. This is Robert Redford reading a book on tape.
Always cracked me up. So the refs are right there for no physical touching, but I love it that it's
he's got a pillow and he's out.
What's she cleaning now?
Who? Jen?
Oh, she's cleaning the chimney. She's a lot better looking chimney sweep than Mary Poppins had.
Yeah, or the kids from Oliver. Speaking of musical family, musicals,
did I
Gene.
Just fart? She said the same line.
Yay.
What's going on? Oh, okay. That's fun.
Was that Stephen Hedrick?
No, that was one of the Zookers.
Was it?
Yeah.
But it's funny to me that every time, whether it was high school playing sports or even going to college events and in athletics watching it, I could care less about
E-Honda.
Cheerleaders, about anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's kind of the whole plug in all this, and mm-hmm. it's just like, what the fuck's the point?
Right.
But there's obviously a draw for certain people.
Wasn't that guy E. Honda in the Street Fighter movie?
He's been in a bunch of stuff.
I think he was in that movie, that one where he played chess.
He's probably related to The Rock. Street yeah, Fighter? Searching for Bobby Fischer. That's it. He was Bobby Fischer. That's exactly what he's from.
Thank you.
Oh, Squeak. The shadow is looming over him. And he's got to do a psych out.
Still got a head.
That guy, I'm not kidding. That guy's probably cousins with The Rock. They're all Samoan and related.
No, he was the one with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore at the diner.
50 First Dates?
Yes. He was the one with the tattoo on his face.
Okay.
Holy crap.
Oh! I guess that's why she didn't move around a lot. A necrophilia joke for the psych out. And Reamer gets kneed in the nuts.
And there's the fish again.
Uh-oh. Yeah, the fish. Doing take on me.
Mm-hmm.
His front teeth are very bad.
Yeah.
Oh, they got denim shorts now.
I think the bass player had a Mo sticker on his.
Really?
Bass.
Mo or Moeb?
Mo.
Like a
the jam band.
Yeah. PT like a Moeb.
Uh oh. Baywatch looks sad. Why is she sad?
Oh, how about the Choker's coming back? By the way,
I think they just cover Adam's apples. Said it before. I'll say it again.
For all of you guys following along and women, that's actually perfect timing. That was great.
I didn't realize it was as un-PC.
It's a neckerchief. Neckerchief.
I swear this is literally the second drunk at the movies where I've commented on chokers.
So you're 2 for 3.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm just saying, if I see a woman with something tied around her neck, I'm like, what's she hiding? You know, is that Trump's son? That looks like a Trump, right? He's kind of got a Trumpish look to him.
Got some Russian emails.
He's probably on Twitter. Oh, what is this?
Centerfold.
I love Centerfold.
That's it, right?
Yeah. Oh no.
That's what it was. Even at the first time they were playing, they had shirts that said shirts.
That was in the driveway.
Right.
They weren't selling them.
They should. I'll buy one right now.
But that goes against the game, dude.
Something could squeak.
They're punching. His head's a punching bag.
Why is the security trying to take people out of the stands,
yeah, I don't know,
onto the field, and then out? Is that the only way to get out of the stadium?
I think it in this particular set, yes.
Hey, we got a beer here. I'm gonna pour some here for Gene. Oh, they're stretching him on the garage door,
trying to quarter him.
Oh, it's the Scat Man.
I hate that song.
This is from O'Fallon. This is the STL Red.
That's St. Louis, huh?
So I'm gonna make you drink some of that. I hadn't either, and I was in St. Louis.
O'Fallon makes a red.
Apparently.
Jesus, that's awesome.
So
actually,
I was like,
my dad might love this beer.
I'll pick up a 6-pack. I'll bring it home. I had not seen it. The fact that it references, you know, it alludes to the Cardinals.
Hey, it's Kenny Mayne.
I'm cool with it. Yeah.
Dan and Kenny Mayne.
Look at that bracket on the back.
That's my childhood.
That's very complicated, right? What's Kenny Mayne doing these days?
I think he's still at ESPN.
Is he?
I don't know. Did you guys ever watch the show Sports Night?
Yes, I own it. It's
you have the set?
With the,
somebody took my second
I swear
seat.
To God, it's on one of these shelves here.
It's my all-time favorite. Aaron Sorkin wrote it.
Yeah.
One of my all-time favorites.
Peter Krause is in it?
Yes.
Josh, what's his face?
Yeah, Josh, what's his face? Charles. Josh Charles.
Yeah.
No, it's,
I love it.
Felicity Huffman. It's right over there.
Fucking top row, William H. Macy.
Top row next to Roman Robot Chicken, Sports Night. Top row.
Over here?
Nope, to your left.
The only episode of that I remember vividly is when the nerdy guy dated the porn star. And he didn't know she was a porn star.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
I've watched it all. I just bought it for when I want to watch it again. It's still sealed.
Amazon?
Yeah, I got it off Amazon.
I need to get this. Yeah. Everything about this.
It's so good.
The Six Southern Gentlemen episode was amazing with the Confederate flag and everything.
It's one of those I'm... Oh, shit. They got schoolgirl cheerleaders on this one. Oh, you knocked over my girlfriend. Her pop figure fell down. She painted those, actually.
Wow.
That is a full representation of her and I in actual clothes that we were wearing on our first date. How crazy is that?
That's not crazy. That's awesome. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I'm not crazy in a bad way.
Oh,
like,
no, that's
detail. I'm wearing my David Bowie t-shirt that I had on when I had to change a flat tire on her car in the rain. Very notebook-ish, you know. So,
yeah.
She gave those to me as a gift a while back.
That's super cool.
But yeah, Sports Night is one of those shows I'm hoping she wants to watch eventually.
Touches on everything, man.
Because she watched 6 Feet Under. Like, she was a fan of that. So she already knows Peter.
We're getting off track, though.
But I digress.
I digress.
But yeah, Sports Night. If you haven't seen it, check it out. So now we're in the showers. That's fun. Uh-oh.
Hey, Asia.
There's Asia.
Oh, and here you go. Here's your reference you were talking about.
Yes.
Who is that? Who's it look like? Victoria Silvstedt, Playmate of the Year. Victoria Silvstedt, Playmate of the Year.
I'm pretty sure she became an escort. I'm pretty sure. I remember reading something.
In the States? Or?
Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure you could have fucked Victoria Silvstedt, Playmate of the Year.
Is that on her business card?
What's that?
Was that on her business card? Victoria Silvstedt, Playmate of the Year?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So.
Oh, lockers. Lockers. You have VO5. You have some other shit. I remember watching Cub games back in the day. Mark Grace used to have a carton of Winston cigarettes in his locker. And so, like, you'd see little things like that.
Okay, if we're talking Mark Grace, I met him in 1988, had him sign my Donruss rookie card.
Awesome, good call.
I swear we've talked about this on Drunken Lullabies. What do you... Oh, can we talk about the fake dongs that were hanging?
Those are fake?
Yeah.
What?
Come on.
Mind blown.
What do you think of his slump buster philosophy?
Mark Grace?
Yeah. You have to be aware of it, right? For those who aren't aware and don't follow baseball in the 90s, Mark Grace was a first baseman for the Chicago Cubs, later the Arizona Diamondbacks. Is he still doing play-by-play? He was a color man for a while for the Diamondbacks.
He was, but, I mean, that's such a market that is so out of our Midwest.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so, anyways, when he would get in a slump, he would take it upon himself to find the fattest, most unattractive girl in whatever city they were playing in and fuck her. And this was called slump busting. Because...
Also hogging to other factions of society.
Yeah. So his theory was, I'm doing horribly, but if I have relations with this large, curvaceous woman, I will start playing better.
I don't put anything past him because I don't know him personally, but all the stories, not the biggest fan. But to go back to one of your previous episodes, the whole large Marge conversation, I feel that he dated a gal from Chillicothe.
Oh, he was
from the Dollhouse.
He was,
remember that? The Dollhouse in Chillicothe? Like right off of
He was married to somebody from this area because
from
his brother-in-law ran a baseball card shop that I used to go to. Baseball Card City, I believe.
Is it still over by
I think it's still... Acme? It's,
off of Sterling and...
Yeah, it's on Glen. Right up the road from where I work.
Holy shit! Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was his ex-brother-in-law.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but...
There's a good line coming up here pretty soon.
Thanks, B, for keeping us in line. Long winger.
Wait! You gotta believe us, Jenna. It was all Coop's fault.
Throbbing cock.
Can I talk to you over here?
I do believe that was her first scene on set, by the way. I think that's a fact.
That like, is. That was, yeah.
Okay.
She had to talk about their throbbing cocks. that nose.
That sneeze that's caught. Yeah. Yeah. Love it.
Wake up, bitch! You're my new best friend.
He's in an Asian hotel room with a teddy bear.
No, he's in the locker room.
No, but that's legit. Like, if you're an Asian, over there, like that's what they sleep in hotel rooms, like a weird little cupboard drawer.
It's like that Seinfeld episode.
Yeah. What is that?
Where Kramer's got the big chest of drawers.
Victoria Silvstedt, Playmate of the Year.
Also thought of George being under the desk.
Wait.
With Steinbrenner.
Mm-hmm. Life is spinning out. It's out to get you.
Did you drink any of this?
Everything's wrong. Nothing seems right.
That's actually Trey singing, by the way.
Yes.
Okay.
Sinking feeling inside. Best friend has turned his back.
It's like, I can't hardly wait.
Can't let it bring you down. You got your fate.
I like the song in Orgasm.
Now you're a man. Drive to kill it good.
Man.
It's down that you gotta get up.
Yeah.
Don't let him walk all over your face. Just involve yourself and make everything right again.
This is why captions are good.
Even the song God drives a black man.
He's not even looking at the TV.
And your friend thinks you shook.
Seriously.
It's time for you to let them know there's all part of some rich guy you play. Look out of here, there's a truck changing lanes. You've got some yellow crumbs on your upper lip. And those bumps on your dick are gonna go away. Unless you start using topical cream every day.
Hey, turns to Yui.
Yes. Holy Christ, that was
there good. Was
Steve, well done, buddy. Well done, my friend. Holy Christ.
Have you guys ever listened
to Calcutta?
Have you guys ever listened to any of the DVDA stuff?
No.
I just know Now You're a Man, you know.
Well, okay, there's that. Are you talking about the song? Oh, okay.
Now you're on my Now you're on my
No, they've got if you can find it, there's a live show that they did. They have a song called, it sounds like a James Brown song about crack.
Okay.
About doing crack.
Jackson Brown or James Brown?
James Brown.
You'd take your mom to see it?
I'd take my mom to see it.
James Taylor, but yeah.
Callback.
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, that was a different show, but
in Tune of the Pretender. That's all I hear in my head right now.
Oh, Unsolved Mysteries, Robert Stack.
Also an Airplane, a Zucker Brothers movie.
Yep.
Yes.
I had the DVD set of Unsolved Mysteries that I bought off of Amazon. And
I hope for like 99 cents, because there's no reason to buy it.
No, it was a complete box set.
They're still unsolved, dude.
And I loved that show. And
yes. Nosy bitch that lives up the street.
He's doing it like
in Robert Stack fashion. But what's crazy is it went up in value so much more than what I paid for it, and I resold it.
Awesome.
I bought it for like $60, sold it for $300. I'm not even kidding.
American dollars.
His neck and his fucking clothes.
Yes, American. smoking.
Still inhaling, yeah.
They're playing solitaire on the computers.
Disney World. They're all playing solitaire.
How they didn't get sued on that, I don't know.
Yeah, here's what he looks like now.
Yeah. It's blurred out. Gee whiz.
Mr. T.
No, with the Walt Disney.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, I got one more beer for us to open to close out the show. This is one I bought when I recorded the 350 Brewing episode. I went across the street to the open bottle, and I picked up something. I wanted to get something from Hailstorm, another Tinley Park brewery. We drank a couple of their beers on the show before. This is their third anniversary ale. We did the second anniversary ale on the show. So now we're having the third. This is a spontaneous fermented lambic-inspired beer, 6.5. It's fermented in oak wine casks, bottle-conditioned. So
that's a huge trend going on nowadays as well, as far as open fermentation.
Yeah.
And with your, of course, if you talk lambic style, but people will drive their beds of their S10s or their F250s or whatever, but they'll have their beds of their truck full of product and everything yeast, but then they'll just drive it out into different parts of their city or whatnot, try to get that open, wild, fermentation going on, which I think is so cool.
You been to Hailstorm?
I have not, no. But it's like a cold tank, or I can't remember what the term of it, but
I thought it was a shitty band.
No, Hailstorm. They did a signing. They did a signing at Co-op back in the day. Super
sign your boobs.
Super nice sign people.
Your boobs.
They didn't sign my boobs, but I drank their beer on their bus and hung out with them. They had a ferret in the bathroom, which was weird. But super nice people. Their music may not be my cup of tea, but I get off on you getting off on this beer. That's a Hailstorm reference.
But I'm doing this, doing that, listening to this, and smelling this, and all of a sudden it's...
There's really a lot going on.
There is, man. There is.
So this is their third anniversary ale. I haven't had a Hailstorm beer on since we did the second, which I want to say... Fuck, I'm trying to remember what it was.
God damn it. And on that, and Calcutta of all places. All right, Dustin's refilling on a beer. We're just still continuing talking here.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, you're not used to the voice.
Yeah.
But you're going to have us annoying you for a little bit here. Yeah, but all of a sudden the Hawaiian-esque California, Southern California.
This is Brazil, man.
Well, is this the World Championships? We don't know yet. We don't know. That's my point.
It's Calypso.
But there was nothing stated. There's going to be World Championships. This was always United States. So then your mind goes to that. And he's talking about Jacksonville.
Ah, you got the girl off the hitch.
Oh.
That's so funny.
Where do you think they filmed this? Like, what?
They probably... It's in Burbank or some shit.
I don't... Well, yeah. It's kind of like going to the Allstate Arena after you've been to the United Center type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, there are stadiums that are just built perfectly for whatever. And this could have been filmed in, December.
It's probably at the back lot in Universal somewhere.
That's good. Well, that's a good point. That's a real good point. But they didn't have the fame that they do now.
That whole fucking set is probably plywood and paint.
Oh?
I love that Squeak is in a pineapple costume.
Yes. Money grabber, ooh. Is that Fits in the Tantrums? Money grabber?
So. I don't know. I don't think I've listened to any new music in the last 15 years, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah,
I listen to music every week.
There he is, ladies.
And we're back.
The boys!
Oh, this is when they did the Cherry Poppin' Daddies, the jump in line.
But we're discussing...
that he's dressed as a pineapple?
Well, that, but all of a sudden it was United States, and then all of a sudden it became... worldwide.
No, I think they're just doing a worldwide halftime show. I didn't know there was halftime in baseball.
Like the baseball capades?
And her lips aren't silver anymore. What the hell's up with that?
Well, because she wasn't blowing a
trailer
hitch.
She's getting the chrome off the hitch.
She can... Yeah, she can do something.
She's probably got measles now.
No,
dude, she's been fighting for autism. Her child. Yeah, dude, she's been fucking awesome, man. Well, I don't know about awesome, but yeah, at least she's been doing it, man.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
She was with Jim Carrey for a long time.
Oh, you'll do an upcoming episode of that, though. That'll be interesting.
Oh, there's a few Jim Carrey movies down the road. We got Ace Ventura, we got Dumb and Dumber, Truman Show.
Right, so you have
maybe number 23 just because that's kind of shit-tastic. Oh, are they going to make out?
That happens in a minute.
Yep, they're looking at each other.
Dude, he sells himself every scene he's in, though. Even when he was just like banging the air, was...
You gotta watch
Dynamic.
And there he goes.
Yeah.
The pineapple is launched.
You gotta watch Cannibal.
You gotta watch Cannibal.
Okay, alright.
Oh, Titanic reference.
Yeah, you gotta watch Cannibal. And then you gotta watch it again with the commentary where they talk about Sting being an asshole.
I think Sting's just...
So what do we think of the Hailstorm here?
Actually, I could not have asked for anything better palette-wise.
Yeah.
After kind of the heavier and everything we've had. But
have you been there?
No.
You need to do a double header at Tinley and hit 350 and Hailstorm together.
When I actually have... Now that I have a different job, maybe I'll have a weekend that I could do it.
But yeah.
You know, that shit, man. It's been a long time.
Yeah, let me know what your route is, because I think you might be my rep. Are you taking over for James?
Yeah.
Yeah, then you got me.
Oh, awesome. You guys get to hang. Awesome. I won't see you at trivia night no more. Or am I?
I'll see you.
Oh, there we go. There's the man-on-man make-out scene.
If you had a best friend that you feel comfortable doing that with,
I've got best friends, but
would he do it?
I've never felt the urge to make out with them.
If you made $55,000,
okay, there's a different. Like, would I do it for a movie for comedic effect?
Exactly. That's one. That's my point. That's my point.
I'm taking it as, would I just do that on my own? No.
I agree.
But shit, $500. I don't recognize.
I did it for comedic effect.
I don't recognize this song.
Yeah.
Oh, we got little people on spinning plates. Brianna would be freaked out. She does not like little people. That's an ongoing thing on Drunk at the Movies.
Well, good.
This is like
that
the third episode we've.
Right now,
I tried to get her to come in here.
You know, you got to make her watch Time Bandits. Sneak out.
Oh,
that's.
You've seen Time Bandits, right?
Oh, yes, I have.
Definitely.
Billy Barty. Star, he was on UHF.
Yeah, he was.
Noodles McIntosh. Yes.
At your service.
That's a callback to episode 3.
Yes.
He was also...
I'll be honest, I don't even know what episode of Drunk at the Movies this is. It could be 12, it could be 8. I don't even know.
Billy Barty was also Gwildor in the Masters of the Universe movie.
That's another movie that has been suggested that we watch for this. Dolph Lundgren as Prince Adam He-Man.
And with the key to the...
Frank Langella as Skeletor.
And Courtney
15
Cox,
different clarinets at the same
a
time.
A very young Courtney Cox.
Was she Tilo?
True, yeah.
No, she no, was Courtney she was, Cox.
Oh, she was just the girl she from like the Dancing in the Dark video with Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, same haircut, same bullshit, No, Dolph was a star. Willow was a star.
No, actually, the reason...
I mean, it looks...
The reason they made the Masters of the Universe movies...
Oh, here we go. This is where you hear the Cartman voice, right?
Yes. Yeah. Or no, the Garrison.
No, it's Cartman.
Is it? Okay.
Because he's fat. Psych out.
Look at that guy.
Looks like me right now. This is what you dream of, kids. This is what you dream of. Down by two. One out. Bottom of the ninth.
I mean, that's what I thought of when I was in the backyard.
Or driveway. You don't know. You don't know where kids grow up. You don't know where kids
I always wanted to be one of the dudes from Contra.
Like literally up down, down, left,
yeah,
right, left,
whatever. AB start. Yeah. It's an Atari song.
Ooh. Ooh, that reminds me of a band we'll maybe talk about later. But...
No! Oh no. Pop the ball.
Oh my god, lazy.
It would not. Pop that fast. It wouldn't do that.
Pop
that.
Al Michaels got paid $60,000 just for his part in this movie.
Hey, you want to know what's funny? The beer barrel was played by a woman.
They're all in the back seat. Love the Chevy has no room for people in the front seat. I love that.
Dale Earnhardt cameo. Yeah. Before he croaked.
Yeah. In his three on the side of the camera. I love that.
This ball is definitely going to affect the outcome of this game.
There's your buddy.
Who's my buddy?
That's on every team, the Asian guy.
Hey, oh yeah. Hey there, buddy.
Wow, I'm not going there, but I was just This is Joey, man. Look
Were you him. Asking earlier if the referee was Joey Diaz?
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a podcast.
Does he?
Yeah.
Is it as good as mine?
I don't know about that. I haven't listened to Joey Diaz's podcast.
I bet he doesn't get drunk while watching
Joe movies. Rogan recommends it, so.
Oh, Joe Rogan. She said. He's got
Joe's
a lot to say.
Yeah. He's growing on me.
Like herpes?
Kind of.
Like Joe Cooper. My only problem with Joe Rogan's podcast is it's too long.
It is. It's
like
very long.
4 hours.
I was just talking about him as a person.
Oh,
like too. A casual observer. Like, not as far as the. So, yeah, I'm sorry, guys. No, not. I wasn't talking about the same thing.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Go get him, Coop.
Yeah, go impregnate my friend.
I like Bill Burr's podcast.
Hey, yeah. When's the last time you made a home run with that lazy boy?
What did it say, Bark-a-Lounger?
I couldn't get it because there was with that.
I think it says Bark-a-Lounger.
I used to rollerblade my ass off.
Yeah. Oh, I played roller hockey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
All right, so I wanted to do some research just to make sure, but the fat guy. Player, Facebook friend of mine, and fellow podcaster Mike Schmidt from the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast. That was him. He's a Chicago comic. He's dropped a bunch of weight since then, but the whole Cartman voice talking shit, that was Mike Schmidt.
I was wondering about the time.
I thought it might be him, but I wasn't positive. I just consulted my Google machine, and Mike, that was you, so I want to give you a shout out.
God bless.
Nice, man, nice.
As dude,
it's not even on his IMDb filmography page. I had to dig deep because has lost weight since then. He probably doesn't want it on his page. That was him. So, good looking out, Mike.
Squeak has the best vertical on the team, by the way, if you just watched.
Yeah, he had some ups.
He's definitely got the best vertical.
And I gotta give shout-outs. This is a great song by a band called Florescene, I believe. I've never heard of them since. But a song called Wonderful on the soundtrack.
I love the natural throwback on that
yes,
as well.
Yes, great. Roy Hobbs would be proud. Yes.
Feel these nipples!
Yes. Bob Costas is the best line ever.
Especially years later when he had a mental breakdown at the Olympics because of fucking pink eye. And he's doing this. Years earlier, I love it. But he's an iconic voice, just like Al Michaels. Like, I mean, it's good.
actually messaging Mike now.
Makes so long we're watching death, basketball. You Murdered by Death fan?
I saw Murdered by Death open for Brain.
Hell yeah. I don't know why this is making me. I don't know if it's tempo, but there's something about it that really makes me want to hear it.
Oh,
here's
so Reamer,
place there, Jenny.
Reamer's going to get it on with McCarthy here.
Good for him.
She's a little young for him, for her. Yeah.
So I was trying to look
What kind of hair does that guy have going on? It's like a bun on the left. It was like a ponytail
like Reggie
bun.
Reggie Jackson?
No, Reggie Jackson.
He's got a beard.
Reggie Jackson has a great line coming up here in a bit.
Roy Hobbs.
He's kind of disappeared, music. Right? I haven't seen Reggie in anything in a long time.
I'm happy with that.
Oh, yeah? You don't like Reggie?
No, it's just the fact that there are so many young kids that know so much more than I do.
Another Zucker throwback.
Right, like, this was a throwback for us.
Yeah.
Right, but these new people coming out, new movies and generations. Yeah, why? Yeah.
No, I'm saying Reggie Jackson was in Naked Gun, which is another Zucker Brothers movie.
Oh, here we go.
Naked Gun.
No, I know that.
That was him.
That sucks, dude. I gotta get my trophy. Maybe we can have
Did you ever watch The Baseball Bunch on ESPN as a kid? They had different baseball players on. Reggie Jackson, Tommy Lasorda, and all those guys were on it.
That's interesting because
they taught you like little fundamentals and stuff. Oh, he's gonna lactate.
Fuck, like Tommy Mansky's fucking home video of kids throwing home in a garbage can.
Oh, here's another new co-star, but Pat O'Brien, famous announcer.
Famous leak tape guy.
Yeah, and
he, they have blades on.
He
like,
just goes,
funny.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah,
blah, blah. So, the ideal of sports once again blossomed from a tiny seed.
And so what this reminded me of, watching it, you know, the first few times, it was like Cal Ripken Jr. was an absolute monster in my mind.
Oh, for sure. The Iron
and
Horse?
Amazing.
Of our generation.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget him running around, you know? And so when this movie came out, it's kind of like, well, yeah.
And but that.
We can sit here now that we're older and say, okay, we've seen this, we've seen that, but yeah.
And that is the end of basketball.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you for going
it's
on the journey.
It's a good movie,
with us,
right?
Everybody. Yeah, it's great.
And look at
I like how they've got
they're
Robert
all playing
Stack
themselves.
Yeah,
Dale
Tim Kerr's. Tim Kerr.
All these famous people in the credits.
I love it.
You're not going to see that in most movies.
Yeah, Joey Coco Diaz. There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. Coco, that's his comedy name.
Wow.
He goes by Coco.
He's in
Beer
a lot
Barrel
of stuff.
Julie Dolan.
Good old Julie Dolan.
She played the shit out of that barrel. And then we got the Felons cheerleaders, who are also strippers, I'm guessing. But
Deep Roy was in this?
Deep Roy, yeah!
Holy shit.
The little tiny Indian guy from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
You know, he was in Flash Gordon.
He's been a bunch of shit. Subtitles by Captions Inc. in Los Angeles.
It was still
Thank
okay
you for
to,
letting us know.
Do that with people.
People?
Oompa Loompa. I mean, it's crazy. But
well,
yes, thank you. Thank you very much, The Voice.
I think we got through a good amount of beer here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just looking at the table. It looks like a pretty good kill zone. You've got a few banquet beers left. Here's Soul Asylum, your favorite.
Nope.
But
it's
yeah.
Like Collective Soul any day.
Is there... Oh, I like Collective Soul, too. I saw them live for the first time last summer. They opened
for the first time. I remember you.
They opened for Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
It was a great show. Goo Goo Dolls coming to the Peoria Riverfront. I'm kind of wanting to go. It's going to be a spur-of-the-moment thing. I'm not used to having to pay for concert tickets.
Speaking of Collective Soul, though, they played the Madison for years.
Really?
Before it shut down. Like, I think my dad saw them four times at least at the Madison.
Yeah.
Like, they were part of the circuit that it was like, you know what, either we're traveling 80, and we're going to go to St. Louis. And so that was the greatest thing about the Madison. Geographically, it made sense.
My eighth grade...
You could just stop and make a paycheck and keep going.
Right. Eighth grade graduation song, The World I
Green
Know
Day.
Oh. By Collective Soul. We sang that in front of a group of people as a class.
At least it wasn't,
here in Little I Shine Down.
I had Mr. Wendell by Arrested Development.
Get the fuck out of here. Graduation song?
No. I was like, what? No, there's only like three people that actually fucking know that song, let alone your whole graduating class.
No, it was sixth
what
grade.
Is going on? Sixth grade, right? We had to sing it, Mr. and I did. I fucking.
Tennessee.
I
am still thirsty.
Gene's got to use the restroom. The credits are winding down. I'm going to bid you guys adieu. I would like to thank you, Drunken Maniacs, for hanging out with us. Like I said,
nice to meet you all.
This is a companion piece to Drunken Lullabies. I'm not sure what number, but it came out at the end of July when I hung out with these guys. We recorded them back to back. It was a good time. And this is the voice saying, you don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies, but it doesn't hurt. We will see you next time.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.